Happy birthday, Arizona! Broadcasting live this morning from the Capitol Mall, right in the shadows of the Capitol building, the original Capitol building, which is now the Arizona Capitol Museum. We're here with Ms. Kim Crawford, the communications manager for that museum, and she's going to be opening it up at 10 o'clock this morning for all to come down and visit and tour and see. So we appreciate that. We've got presentations. Where will the presentations be?
They're actually going to be in the...
Why don't I have you up? Go ahead. Try again.
They're actually going to be in the Historic State Senate.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's all right, Don. It'll be actually be in the Senate building itself.
In the
okay.
Historic Senate, yes.
All right. Inside the museum. Fantastic. So y'all come down, bring the kids, get down here to the mall, and let's have fun celebrating Arizona's birthday this Valentine's Day weekend. If you'd like to join the conversation or you have an interesting story about your family or a historical event in Arizona, give us a ring and share it with us. 1-888-767-4348. We're here with Don Ryden and Dr. Jack August. We were just finishing the story about the father of Arizona, Charles Post. Interesting character.
Yeah.
Mining has certainly been one of the major institutions of Arizona and has been for a long, long time.
Yes, it has. And it played a significant role in really creating the territory of Arizona and continued to be an enormous economic activity all the way through statehood and to the present. And it also is cyclical, and right now we're obviously experiencing a down cycle, but I anticipate we'll be back up sooner than we might think.
You were talking about legislation in the 1850s. Was it the Great Compromise that rearranged New Mexico and Arizona and shuffled it? We were kind of like a Kansas and Nebraska stacked on top of each other, weren't we?
Yes, we were. And in fact, New Mexico had to come in as a territory that did not allow slavery. California came in immediately as a state. It was an attempt by the North and the South to reconcile growing differences and organize the territory won during the war with Mexico of 1846 to 48. What do you do when you enlarge your country by a third? And how do you organize it? And so the South wanted something. The North wanted something. And so Henry Clay was among the great compromisers in that legislation. And so Arizona's early birth, it's the seed of what is Arizona, is really rooted in the Compromise of 1850, at least the American form of what Arizona is.
And how did we decide where that vertical axis would be dividing New Mexico and Arizona? Did we just go Texas to California and split it right in the middle?
Pretty much so. And again, President Lincoln was very concerned as the Civil War wore on that the South was going to take the Southwestern territory. And so the California volunteers and others come over, and we have the famous 1862 battle down at Pacacho Peak, because at the time most of the Anglo people in the territory were Southern sympathizers. The only areas of settlement were Tubac and Tucson. So Prescott becomes the elections of 1862 take place. There's some defeated Northern Republican congressmen. Lincoln's party needs to find jobs for them. They discover some gold tracings in around Prescott. The military had to go there to make sure the South didn't get access to those potential gold mines, and thus Prescott. The long story short, Prescott is created as a function of a military move in the Civil War. And so, and it's away from the areas where there were Southern sympathizers.
Now, is Prescott the original state capital?
It's the original territorial capital.
Territorial capital.
And then it went to Tucson in 4 years later, and then 10 years in Tucson. Then it came back to Prescott. And finally, by 1889, Phoenix is growing so much because of irrigated agriculture. And the railroad spur gets there by 1887. It's growing, and it becomes the kind of the entrepot or the middle area of the territory of commerce, and that became the logical place for the state capital.
That's about the time we start petitioning Washington for statehood. It took years of petitioning to finally get it. The mining had a lot to do with that.
Right. That's exactly right.
We are signed into statehood in 1912.
Right.
And Don, we have our state capitol building here.
Right. Begun in the late 1890s construction as the territorial capital.
Primarily materials from Arizona here, especially on the exterior.
It's homegrown materials here. There's a good carbon footprint for you. Huh? So lots of the stone came from local areas.
And we have a particular stone up the first 8 foot, and then we go to a separate stone. I want to talk about some of that. And then there was a term, and you had a term for the rest of the architecture. I can't remember what it was.
Let's think.
Special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.